Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Down. Mac on the drums, Bob on the bass, Likens on the vocal, but I don't need to be. Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Live at Radio Row here as we continue to march on. Seems to be the theme, marching. Just keep going. Pace yourself. Stay focused, Dusty. Don't forget Mitch Holtis. We saw him doing a live shot. Looked like it'd be on the franchise. He was at his hotel room. We were walking the streets. We saw Mitch about seven floors up on the outer hang of the hotel, whatever that was, doing, you know, some sort of Mitch Holtis stuff. Yesterday
he was putting the hammer down on Bourbon Street yesterday. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you something here, guys. Yeah, I mean, what an eventful day. It was only Tuesday yesterday, but it was fun. But it was interesting, right? We're walking the streets, and Bob's got his cute little sailor's hat on. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going to say this: we probably had, I don't know if I'm overdoing this, probably 15 engagements all day yesterday of people that would say, you know, go Birds,
mm-hmm.
and then we would spell Eagles wrong,
right?
And then they would laugh at us and be like, "Yeah, you got us,
right?"
And out of the 15 people, I would say, I don't know, 10 to 12 are, you know, all going Philadelphia. In fact, our Uber driver yesterday, one of the best rides I've had in my life, one of the probably the best driver we've had, taking us home yesterday after we came back to the convention center to pick up our stuff after lunch. And we're like, "So who are you rooting for?" And he's like, "Ah, oh, man, I'm a Saints fan." I was like, "Okay, so you're rooting for the NFC team." And he didn't really say anything. And then he's like, "Nah, the three-peat's kind of cool, but, you know, it is what it is." And we had that guy that Mac interviewed where, you know, the Cajun accent. He's like, "Oh, man, I'm tired of cheese now, man.
Right.
Somebody else now."
Right.
And then today we're getting our bags checked. And our boss, our big boss, Specs boss, was like, "When you're on Radio Row, wear your Chiefs stuff. Let everybody know that you're from Kansas City." So I'm here loud and proud with a Chiefs hoodie on. You've got your Brett Veach towel. You brought the sailor cap back out. Now you brought sunglasses. Yep. You got your beads still in it from last night.
Wait till tomorrow.
And, you know, as the people are filing in, there's a lot of side eye going on towards your boy wearing the Chiefs sweatshirt. Like, oh, they're here. Where are the media villains? Like, you know, I don't know if people are envious or jealous that, you know, it's the Chiefs and we get to cover the Chiefs as the flagship station here on 96.5, The Fan. But the villain is very well known, and I thought last year at the Super Bowl when they were getting introduced and booing hardcore, maybe a little fabricated because it was in Las Vegas. A lot of Raiders fans probably went to media night or opening night of the Super Bowl last year. But the villain role is there more evidently obvious now because the words that we're hearing is, you know, "I hate Patrick Mahomes. I don't want Andy Reid to get it against the Eagles. The hell with Andy Reid, like one of the nicest guys in the world. You know, all you guys do is talk about winning. Like, let's talk about something else." It's hard to when your team wins 15 games in a 17-game schedule.
Yeah, well, you know, it was interesting. I think it was Gerald McCoy yesterday who said the comment of, "I don't understand why we're not embracing greatness like we should be." Like, this is one of those things that is so rare that people should be embracing it more, but yet people aren't embracing it. They're hating on it, and that's fine. And I understand the shelf life of things anymore today is about 2 seconds, and everybody's always on to the next. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs aren't the next, right? They're the team that's been here now for quite some time. And so I think people, instead of embracing greatness, are worried about what's coming next. And if you worry about what's coming next, you're going to miss everything that's going on right in front of you. And it was 5 years ago when we were in Miami for the first Super Bowl during this run, and everybody was rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, it didn't matter where you went, what planet you were on, what city you were in. If you were not a fan of San Francisco, the entire world was rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Fast forward 5 years later, and literally nobody outside of 435, with the exception of maybe my mother, is rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to win this football game. And so I start to think about, like, when was that moment that we became the villain? And you guys can weigh in as well on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line on this. Like, when do you guys believe we became the villain? Because I think it ultimately happened last year when they went back to the Super Bowl. Kadropius Tony, all the other folks that, you know, Patrick Mahomes didn't have, that he had to overcome his own teammates, if you will, to win the Super Bowl with an 11-6 record and going on the road. I think last year, when they hoisted that Lombardi trophy, is when the Chiefs, in my opinion, officially became the villain of the NFL, when they had that heel turn from being the hero to the villain.
Is there, like, a villain that you ever rooted for, like movies or TV shows? I guess Walter White would be one.
I think Walter White
That's
is
a great one.
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
But, like, I'd have to think.
Kaiser yeah. Soze?
No. Walter White is probably the one. I think everybody rooted for Walter
and
White.
And a lot
though.
Of people became fans of Vader as the movies went on in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of started to get, like, sympathetic towards Darth. Like, you're like, he didn't want to be the villain. He just kind of became a part of this.
Right.
And he's kind of like, it was his only way. I mean, I know the Anakin background story, but I was thinking about villains that people like, and I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, to be honest, Walter White is a villain.
I was just going to say, is he really a villain, though? I mean, like, yes, obviously with all the killings and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
But at the root of everything, he originally started to do it for a good reason, and then you're right, he did. He turned into a horrible, horrible person.
Right.
But I also cried when he died, and I cried because that part was over. It was over. It was done. It was taken away from me. I didn't like that.
You could also say Tony Soprano is a villain.
Tony Soprano is definitely a villain.
Yeah.
But you rooted for Tony Soprano.
100% yeah. you did.
100% yeah. rooted for Tony Soprano. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I mean, this villain, this hatred, this envious attitude towards these Kansas City Chiefs and everybody that is involved with them, it's kind of nice. You know, you kind of walk in here, not necessarily with a chip on your shoulder, but kind of like a not like the Vince McMahon walk from the Attitude Era or the Conor McGregor walk. Like, I don't own it like that, but like
you definitely the swagger.
Yeah.
That confidence.
You definitely walk in here and like, you know, I did a hit with WWL yesterday in New Orleans, and they were like, how's it like? You know, what's the reception like when you're down here? I'm like, oh, there's definitely some like, ugh, Kansas City's here. Of course they are.
Right.
You're damn right we're here.
But you know what? We travel and we spend a lot of money, so you should embrace us too.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's so, the other thing. We come to the events. We bring people. We bring money. Everybody wants to be here.
There was some audio of some Philadelphia fans talking about why they hate the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's kind of hilarious because there's some accents involved. But this is the audio of some Philadelphia fans being asked, you know, who their most hated player is in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes.
I cannot stand that sauntering ass Pat Mahomes out in Kansas City. Can't stand him. His stupid Kermit the Frog voice. Can't take it. So what else you got for me?
Patrick Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes, baby. Fuck him.
Gotta be Pat Mahomes. Fuck him. That's why.
Mahomes.
Can't stand
that. Pat Mahomes for sure. Patrick Mahomes.
Flops.
The Philly accent is an all-timer.
It's great.
Patrick Mahomes.
If the Philly accent is an all-timer.
Pat Mahomes.
I love it. One more time for those in the back hard of hearing.
Pat Mahomes.
Nags has got the Philly accent
That's
too,
awesome.
And so you pick it up on him when Nagy says Mahomes. Listen to it; it sounds a lot like that, right? Yeah. So it's an unbelievable accent. It is so good to hear them. What do you guys think though? When did the heel turn for you guys
Text
for the
line
Kansas
from the,
City Chiefs
from the 913 when Taylor Swift showed up?
I think that was the cherry on top.
That was like, okay, now it's unanimously like, oh, they got her,
right? Yeah,
they got the superstar.
But see, I didn't think it went that way. And then they won the Super Bowl after she arrived. And then it kind of all – and that's why for me it was a Super Bowl. I think Taylor Swift would be an easy one. But I think a lot of people did embrace Taylor Swift, except for losers like Tony Dungy. I think everybody seemingly embraced the Taylor Swift effect. I think people thought that was cool. I just think winning that second Super Bowl. What was it for you guys when you thought they became the heel in this whole conversation?
Because – you'd think it would be the 13-second game. But
yeah.
Then they lost afterwards. So everybody's like, ah, well, at least they lost. So it kind of muddies the water a little bit.
And it still felt like people were kind of rooting for the Chiefs. The offense was still fun then.
Yeah, I would say you could almost go really recent in the Houston Texans game. Like, we could go talk to the guys right across it.
Are you talking the regular season game or the postseason game?
Postseason game.
When everyone complained about the refs.
The officiating, and then they're like, well, we knew it was us against them, and everybody kind of leaned on the young, up-and-coming team to be like, yeah, it is true. Like, you know, it is the refs. And then it was like, the build-up to the Buffalo game was like, how are the refs going to give the game to Kansas City? And then, of course, there's the call, which is, you know, whatever, which is the guy, the Uber driver yesterday goes, yeah, I mean, I think it was a first down, and then you guys are both like, nah, I don't know about that. Then he's like, what about that Xavier Worthy catch? I plead the fifth.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about the Xavier. Like, I know the tie goes to the receiver, and Max said the ball didn't move, so fine. It was a catch, whatever the case may be. But, like, I'm tired of that referee conversation. When he brought that up in the car about the I don't know if you guys could tell. I just kind of went,
oh, yeah, same.
The energy was just drained. I'm like, I just spent 3 weeks talking about this. I'm not interested in discussing, you know, facts of an NFL game that people want to spin into fiction.
But the genesis of that for me, and then the reason I'd say that when the Chiefs became the villain was after that Eagles Super Bowl, because it ended with that James Bradbury hold. Everyone freaked out. Yeah, to me, that's right. When it all changed.
Yeah, but that James Bradbury hold, like, was a hold.
He said it after the game.
Pulled the jersey back. Everybody could see the jersey, but yet people don't want to see a penalty called a penalty. That's a really good one. I think ultimately, though, you know, you may be right, Mac, of all of the ones, because that was the first time you started to hear people
started the conversation.
All right, enough of this, enough of the Chiefs, and that was kind of that first call that kind of snowballed into where we sit today. That's causing the director of officiating in the NFL to go hog wild yesterday and just start slaying every media member in his wake. I mean, like that. That's where we are in this. That's taken on that narrative, and that Bradbury play is huge. Yeah,
more times when people say that they became the villain with the Farmers commercials from the 913.
Yep.
No one can escape the Chiefs if they watch any NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yep.
More villains that people rooted for: Thanos.
That's not me. So
you know the guy that collects all the Infinity Stones or whatever they are.
No.
Snaps his finger. Okay. Another one: Mel Gibson in Payback.
Really?
Yeah. Omar from The Wire. I didn't know if he was a villain or not. I mean, I guess he's not the Greek villain, but he's a vigilante. Though.
Yeah, he's a villain.
He's like Batman in Baltimore.
Yeah,
but with a shotgun and a trench coat.
Yeah, I mean, he's a villain. I mean, if you tell me Walter White's a villain, then Omar's a willain. Yeah, that's the Philly accent right there.
Mahomes,
Pat Mahomes, Pat Mahomes.
I guess maybe this is me. I was kind of a fan of the Joker, the Heath Ledger one.
Okay. Oh, that's a great one. Rooted for him.
Yeah, I was kind of like, all right, this guy's cool.
But it's Heath Ledger.
he had me when he made the pencil disappear. You guys stopped killing the Batman. Yeah. What happened? Your balls fall off? Somebody says that Jamie Lannister, love that text from the 913. God bless you. He was a villain that I definitely started to root for.
Who the hell is he?
Jamie Lannister?
Game of Thrones.
He was the boy that was supposed to be the greatest, right? He was a good swordsman, had all the money. He's a Lannister. He's rich. He's got some some weird stuff going on with his sister, but we don't have to talk about that.
Well, that makes you a villain in and of itself right there, right?
The things I do for love, and he pushes a kid out of the window in the very first episode.
Villain.
And then next thing you know, he goes through these trials and errors, gets his hand cut off, goes through all this stuff, comes back, and then he's like the hero.
Yeah,
it's weird how it works in that show. So some more of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's wild, man, how it's not just the Chiefs. It's not just the players. It's not just the coaches. It's the damn media people, too, man. They hate us.
It's everybody. And this stat that I just found on Pat Mahomes is probably the greatest Pat Mahomes stat of all time. And I'm going to read this to you, Mac, because I don't want to see it until you read it on the air. And this comes from WTF Stats, okay? So it's sports stats. Listen to this one. As a starter, Pat Mahomes is more likely to make it to the Super Bowl 71.4% of the time than he is to complete a pass 66.6% of the time.
Wow. Tell you about stats, man.
Pat Mahomes.
That's right.
Isn't that that's a stat? I'm like, that's cool. That's a cool stat right there, right?
Wow,
his
goosebumps.
Percentage of making it to the Super Bowl is higher than his percentage to complete a pass.
We're so
How
lucky.
About that villain of Pat Mahomes?
A lot of Game of Thrones love here. We got Theon Greyjoy, another villain that you started to root for.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Daenerys Targaryen, she became a villain, just burned it down once Missandei got decapitated. God, I'm just geeking out right now, and I got to stop. Stay focused, Dusty. Our buddy Aussie says Jason from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's a villain. Yeah, absolutely.
That guy had some mother issues. Yeah. Gerard Butler from Law Abiding Citizens. What about Tony Montana?
Yeah,
that's a villain.
Yeah, that's a villain. Yeah,
we looked like Tony Montana yesterday at Cafe Duval. <Yeah. laughs> What'd you guys get into? I swear it's food in my teeth. That's why my jaw's moving. What's the white substance on your nose?
That's
powdered sugar. Mm-hmm. Sure it is.
Yeah, I was looking for some beignets last night. Mac ate them all.
Sorry.
Yeah, the growing boy. Definitely.
The growing boy. Yeah, you put your sour cream on those beignets. And go,
God, what a great one. Grandpa Joe. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. Grandpa Joe.
Caster Troy. How about that from Face Off? He who has the gold makes the effing rules. In that movie, what a great text line today. Glad to see you guys there. Hopefully you're all.
Hopefully everybody's just home, you know?
D-Generation X and WWE, got two words for you. Yeah, great. Love that.
620 says Alphaba. I would not say Alphaba's the villain. Alphaba's not the villain.
I don't know what that is.
Wicked.
Okay,
I wouldn't say Alphaba's the villain there.
Did you root for the Green Witch?
Or did you start to. You're starting to.
Yes.
You really are.
I think
you
because
really
she's
are.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a backstory.
Yep. No. Like you seriously are rooting for the Wicked Witch of the West in that movie when it goes to halftime and we got to wait for part two to come out. But
Tony Perkins from Heavyweights. Today lunch has been canceled due to lack of hustle. Got a bunch of skinny winners out here. Did he say skinny wieners?
Yes.
You need to see that movie, Heavyweights. Fantastic. Right. Saul Goodman, another villain you root for.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
Bob Odenkirk. Great actor, man.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Odenkirk has to go down as one of the greatest actors of all time because he can do comedy, he can do drama, he can do funny, he can do serious. Like, he is all-encompassing, and I know of all time. But I mean, Bob Odenkirk is absolutely legit. Like, if he was walking around Radio Row and Donovan McNabb was walking around Radio Row, Bob Odenkirk 10 times out of 10 over Donovan McNabb. Like, I would love to talk to Bob Odenkirk and find out everything about him. That guy was on Seinfeld back in the day. Like, that guy's run the gamut of things that he's done, and he can do any role imaginable out there.
I think he also did some writing for SNL, too.
He was way back in the day as well, too. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, so did Tim Robinson. I think you should leave. It's simply too good.
Yeah.
You know that story, right? That's why the show's called that?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the guy's name that created Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, Lorne Michaels. Big Chiefs fan, by the way.
So the show you should leave that I wish you would watch. Maybe you will one time when you get out of the garage.
Yeah.
Tim Robinson, it's sketch comedy. We were giving you some quotes about you were laughing on the roof the other night.
Right.
The show is called I Think You Should Leave because he was writing sketch comedy for Saturday Night Live. Right? The Round Ball Rock episode with
How great is that?
Sudeikis and him are doing it. And Lorne Michaels said, hey, it's not really working with what you're writing. I think you should leave.
Yeah.
So then you create a show, put it on Netflix, and it's blown up.
Wow, that's great. How did that work for Lorne Michaels?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure he's still fine.
He's still pumping out SNL. Tim Robinson's got Detroiters, and he's got this show. So.
Well, Lorne Michaels, for whatever reason, is a Chiefs fan. It was so bizarre back in the Vermeer. Like, he was
Even
in the locker room
owner
one
of the
time.
The Philadelphia Eagles looks like
looks
Lorne
just
Michaels.
Like him, right? Yeah, looks just like him. But he was in the locker room. Like, his son wanted to meet Tony Gonzalez back in, like, 02, 03. And I'm like, oh, my God, why is Lorne Michaels in the Chiefs locker room? Little did we know that one day Taylor Swift would be part of Chiefs Kingdom.
You know what? I've got a villain that we all root for that we didn't think about.
Pat Mahomes.
Big Earn from Kingpin. Yeah. Bill Murray's character. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Big Earn's still there.
Yeah.
I don't want a kid getting months into the middle of nowhere. All right.
What a great movie.
Oh, fantastic. We need to try to find it and watch it. We're live on Radio Row in New Orleans, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Coming up, Dallas to Vegas. What do we mean by that? We'll explain here on 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty, and we are your home for Kansas City sports.
Pat Mahomes.